Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week, Neville Pritchard will be catching up with Simon Nash. Now, Simon until recently was working as the HR director for Carey Olson. He is now with Insights in Jersey. During his time at Carey Olson, Simon was an award-winning HR director, specifically focused on generating value from people strategy.
Thank you, Simon, for joining us today. Tell me, what challenges do you think HR directors in particular will face in the next few years?
Well, if you asked HR directors 10 years ago, or in 10 years' time, or right now, they would all come up with a similar set of first-word issues. They'd give you a list of talent, getting the organisation to the right size, cost and efficiency, technology and pace. But what those words meant 10 years ago is very different to what it means now, and I think those will still be the issues in 10 years' time, but they will look very different. So I think the flavour of those issues at the moment is around data. So we are looking to apply greater and insightful data in the areas of talent. We're looking to make cost and efficiency savings on the basis of rich data. The technology is obviously a driver for data, and the pace of change, we want to have the cycle from understanding the data to making informed decisions and then changing the situation on the basis of data much, much quicker than was ever thought possible 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's really interesting. To what extent do you see the alignment and integration of technology in HR actually meeting business needs?
Well, I think looking at HR directors in the market at the moment, there are broadly three camps. There are some HRDs who are very comfortable with technology. They can run a tech project, an installation, and they can see how to implement processes through good technology. There are a few HRDs who are good with strategy. They can think through the strategic issues, break them down into people challenges, and relate the people strategy to the business issues and strategy too. The larger group is those who are not comfortable with either technology or strategy. They have a view of the HR world which is around a more familiar set that doesn't trouble them with technological or strategic issues. The future lies for the HR directors who are nimble and thoughtful enough to combine leading-edge technology with an insightful approach to the strategy of their own business. Difficult, but that's the challenge for HRDs at the moment.
Picking up on your initial point, Simon, what are the dangers, do you believe, for HR directors starting with new companies and meeting the new challenges within them?
I've thought many times about my first year or two, and there are many days I thought it'd be great to have those 2 years again with all of the knowledge and insight that I gained by the end of that period at the beginning. But actually, some of that learning and that experience could only be gained through making those mistakes and having those relationships and getting to that point. So, like many HR directors, I had had a series of interviews with the leaders of the business, and they were pretty proud of the way things were happening. When I arrived, I had an experience that quite a few HR directors, I understand, have also had, that the rhetoric at recruitment wasn't quite reflective of what was happening in reality. Rather than being an efficient, streamlined boat that's on a steady course, it was actually a boat that was going around in circles. There were holes below the waterline, the sails were on fire, and I had 41 admirals and no crew. So it took a while, and it was a painful process in a sense, because none of our systems or processes were geared to giving me the sort of insightful data that I wanted to present. But we did it.
You've always ensured good insight and awareness of value. What one piece of advice would you give to HR directors going forward?
That's really tricky. I'm sure I could much more easily come up with 10 pieces of advice. But if I could think of one, I think it would be that in becoming a HR director, you need to think of yourself as a director of the business first and a HR professional second. You've probably spent the last decade and a half of your career honing your HR skills and your HR qualifications. You're bursting with knowledge of HR solutions. But all of that needs to be left to one side for a moment while you then acquire business skills, an intimate understanding of how your business makes money, what are its critical risks, and an ability to speak the language of the founders and the key individuals in your business. In doing that, you do get that opportunity then to bring your HR skill set. You get the chance to bring parts of the HR agenda to the table. It's going to be hard to do, but it's really rewarding when you do, because you then find you're being asked to give your personal expertise on a whole breadth of business issues. Director first, HR skill set second.
Thank you, Simon. That's been absolutely delightful. I look forward to speaking again with you in the near future.
Thank you for joining us for this week's podcast. Next week, we'll be talking again to Simon Lovegrove, where we will be picking up from where we left off, talking about performance and engagement.